Hello.
Hold on, Mario.
Okay, okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
Usual problems. My PC's not working. I gotta scramble now and use my laptop. There's always something going on. All right, hold on. I'll be right back with you. Move, kids. Move. Okay. I didn't hear any music at the beginning, so hopefully we're on the air. Yes, did you hear the commercials? Okay, we're on
did
the
I
air.
Did I know?
Okay. For some reason, I just got a message from the station that we're on the air. Okay, so welcome to What's Ailing America, folks. Reality radio at its best. I'm not going to give a long intro today because we have so much information to cover. I'll give out my website, drcarly.com and reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. Check those out if you haven't checked them out yet, especially the reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. I suggest you go to the vids tab and print out the diagrams I've created, and also listen to the conference that I gave in Chicago in 2008 explaining the big picture of all diseases. Also, I strongly suggest that you help support OrionTalkRadio.com. You can go on their homepage, make a donation if you are so moved to help get the information out, and also buy a t-shirt and become a walking, advertisement so that people have another option from which to get information besides tele-live vision. I would also like to suggest to all of you that you check out my new show on Sundays on thesechangingtimesradio.ning.com called What's Ailing the World. If you go to Sheldon Day's site, thelightofdayradioshow.com, he posts all my archives for the last few years, and you can get also information on how to access that show as well. And as I always say, if I was you, I would definitely get yourself a silver lung colloidal silver generator, which you can click on the links tab on my homepage on reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com and learn about this very important generator. The best there is, in my opinion, to protect yourself and your family from the emerging viruses coming out of the biowarfare labs all over this country. And in fact, today's show is What's Ailing America, Disinfo Regarding Colloidal Silver by FDA and Minions Aiding and Abetting Them. And I'm very happy to have on my show the developer of the colloidal silver generator. His name is Mario Cifaldi. He's done more research than anyone that I know on this very important subject and has developed this outstanding generator, which I suggest all my clients and listeners get. And, of course, I have one as well. And my three dogs, two cats, and I drink it every day, spray it on wounds when wounds occur or burns. My little munchkin gets it sprayed in her eyes every day because she's a small breed, and she has these constant goobers forming, which small breeds form. And I've suggested colloidal silver to thousands and thousands of my clients for the last 15 years. And they have suggested it to thousands and thousands of people that they know. Never once has anyone reported a single problem with colloidal silver. In fact, I have heard many miraculous stories of what this amazing product does. But yet, we are constantly becoming barraged, and it was pretty much just the FDA doing this. But now Patrick Jordan has joined the mix, and that's why I felt it was time for Mario to come on and explain all these lies that are now being spread by Patrick Jordan in multiple different emails. This is extremely disturbing to me. So I would just like you to make whatever introduction you'd like to make, Mario. I had to run to grab another computer, so I'm going to run and get some more of my papers I don't have. But if you could just say hello to the listeners and just make whatever kind of, you know, opening you'd like to make. Thank you.
Yeah, great to be on with you, Dr. Carley. I was kind of disturbed to find out that Patrick had, at complete random, taken an interest in exploiting silver out of nowhere to be a bad toxic agent. And after seeing some of the information that you forwarded me, it was very quick and easy to find the PDF, which is a miserable failure of an accumulation, a compilation of quote-unquote seemingly compelling cases against silver as a toxic agent. Yet this same PDF that makes these outrageous claims, it starts out with one thing that says unacceptable toxic effects on human health. And then the same authors at the end of the compilation close this out with an absolute about-face that says this: at minimal and reasonable concentrations of silver, there are absolutely no side effects on human health. So what you're finding here is somebody that has taken it random. I think it's more of a personal thing. I honestly don't think that Patrick has any interest in helping people. I think this is something that is related to you. I think that he knows how much you promote silver. And I think that he has taken this as something that he has attempted to arm himself with information from completely inapplicable, moot, irrelevant, unrelated toxicity reports that are absolutely in no way tied to human health. They're based on in vitro studies. They're based on manufactured and forced toxicities that would be toxic to anything. Case reports are as silly as trying to make a toxicity case for hot dogs, when all you have to do is read the report to find out that 500 hot dogs were forced into a person's stomach, and now they're forming a toxicity case. Total miserable failures. And it doesn't take anything for a scientific understanding to read through this huge PDF and read between the lines. It's very, very simple. So I've made that PDF available to folks that want to see this compilation of disinformation. It's at my website, which is silverlungs.com/silver_toxicity.pdf, like Paul David Frank, PDF. And this is a complete dismantling of this false attempt to scare folks away from silver, to show that it's cellular toxic, to show that it's neurologically toxic, the scariest claims you could ever imagine. But I just wanted you to know in the beginning that the end of the article compilation completely negates the entire intro summary that it's toxic. The authors had to cover their bases at the end and admit that silver has absolutely no toxicity to human life at all, period. So this is a little personal. I've taken it as well. Whenever someone attacks silver, and I've been working with this for 5 years, it's the only thing that I work with. This is my entire business, and I have thousands of these units in circulation, and I have nothing but stellar testimonials and real-world data concerning efficacy and especially safety. There is no such thing as a toxicity report from any of my customers, no argyria, no complications, no side effects, nothing. So regardless of these failing attempts that use big chemical language and look to be compelling studies, there's nothing in the real world to support it.
You've had nothing but positive responses, and let me also mention, I've mentioned this a number of times as well. Mario has now also come out with a line of amazing soap that has silver in it. And so I use this as well because, of course, it's going to be very helpful in, you know, keeping your body clean as you're walking out and about exposed to chemtrails and things like this. But I just want to go through some of these things that Patrick Jordan had mentioned so that you can refute them one by one, and then we're going to get into this Jennifer Lake disinfo, which is even more outrageous. And I agree with you. I had Patrick on my show for a couple of years, and I took him off for very good reasons. And apparently this is some attempted payback because I took him off my show. And, you know, this is really very disturbing because now he's hurting people. In fact, one of the things he mentioned in one of his emails is something about Hannah Kroger recommending that you detox silver. And in fact, Hannah Kroger has a colloidal silver homeopathic. She calls them vibriopathics. It's item number 575, and you can check that out at southernherb.com, which, you know, homeopathic silver can be helpful, but for the reasons that we're using it, which is to ward off bacteria, viruses, one-celled parasites, and things of that nature, I don't think homeopathic silver is going to be helpful. But certainly, it's not something that... Okay, I hear the music. We're going to break. We'll be back after the break, and then we'll start addressing some of these issues. And, oh, by the way, folks, apparently the number has been fixed to call into the show. So on the second hour, if you'd like to call in, please do so. 888-320-6151. Stay tuned. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is disinfo regarding colloidal silver by the FDA and minions aiding and abetting them. With my special guest, Mario Sepaldi, owner of Silver Lungs. As I said, it's the best generator that I've ever found. I've had other generators, and I use it every day. And I strongly suggest that all of you arm yourself with one of these generators, because as the FDA continues to try to take it off the market, they've actually deemed colloidal silver a pesticide. It's very likely that, you know, the actual product itself someday will not be available in health food stores. So if you want to have a way to protect yourself from these emerging organisms that the mad scientists are creating, in my opinion, this is the best way to go. Okay, so let's get to some of these articles of disinformation that are being put out there. One of the things that Patrick Jordan mentions in a email that he sent out on April 16th basically says that ionic silver is exactly that, Ag+. There are already reports that metals that can get into the cell without resistance can also get into the nucleus, and there's no telling what kind of permanent damage that can do. What would you respond, Mario?
Very simple. Right off the bat, no telling, which means nothing. It's pure speculation, and it's simply implying that the intent of that statement is to scare you. That's the hopeful intent, is to scare you. Now, here's the whole caveat to that, and this is how you have to learn to read these toxicity studies, and it just shows you that this is not Patrick's area. He has an agenda to demonize you. He probably really doesn't care to demonize silver, to be honest with you. He's probably trying to discredit you because this is something that you promote. So I won't take it so personally, but here's the one thing that people need to remember. You will not find Ag+ in the body to begin with. That's the whole catch. If you look at the ways that silver gets into the body, that you would use it, the main ways would be inhalation, and where does it go? Instantly into the bloodstream, like nicotine from a cigarette. The bloodstream is 4,000 part per million of chloride. Body would die without chloride. It's one of the main constituents of the blood. Instantly upon contact, an ion will form with another ion and make silver chloride. This is brainless first grade chemistry 101. All that table salt is. Table salt is sodium chloride. When you put it in water, it dissolves and the sodium splits from the chloride. And when it dries out, it becomes salt again and it forms something called sodium chloride, table salt. Well, the same thing happens. You put a positive silver ion into the bloodstream through the lungs as one way. You instantly form silver chloride. Now, silver chloride has nothing to do with an ion anymore, so the entire statement is moot. It's gone. There's nothing to even look further into. You can disregard it entirely. Next, how else would you get silver into the body? Through the stomach, orally. The stomach is hydrochloric acid, hydrochloric. Chloric is chloride, and it is riddled with chloride in the stomach. Same thing, silver chloride. No ions will be found floating around the body. The only ions found floating around the body are things like potassium, sodium, calcium, things like that. That's why you have sodium channels, calcium channels, potassium channels built into cells, because this is what they metabolize. So conveniently, you won't find ions floating around the body. They're either converted to silver chloride in the stomach or directly upon entry into the blood through inhalation. So that entire point is moot. You can definitely move beyond that.
Okay. The next thing he tries to scare people with is stating in regards to the ranking of different metals that silver can replace mercury, and that it would seem that silver is a strategy for removing mercury from cells. However, this becomes problematic if you have no amino acids to chelate the now mobilized free radical metal mercury. It will simply damage cells somewhere else. And let me say that, you know, all of the clients that I do consults for, I teach them how to detox heavy metals with homeopathic remedies. And in fact, Patrick Jordan has had me purchase at least 100 homeopathic remedies for him. So why he's now calling it magic is very, very bizarre. But what would you say about silver replacing mercury so that now you have free mercury roaming the body?
Well, that's a very abstract and random thing to come up with. And in all honesty, if I had a choice of replacing mercury in my body with silver, I would pay to do it. Silver, if you look at the toxicity of the pure metal, and that's what you have to remember, whenever you're looking at a silver toxicity study, it is so rare that you will ever find the study to be based on pure silver. It's either a compound of silver like silver nitrate, bromide, chloride, fluoride, sulfadiazine, iodide, sulfide, sulfate, on and on and on. These are silver compounds. Like silver nitrate is silver and nitric acid to form silver nitrate. That has nothing to do with silver anymore. So you have to read your toxicity reports. As far as replacing metals in the body, the other big thing is this cellular toxicity that's being pushed lately. All studies are in vitro. They're outside of the body. They're in a petri dish where the cellular life is very slowly dying off. The cell is becoming compromised. It's no longer being supported by the in vivo environment of the real body. So now you're doing a study against cells that are not in their fully functional state in the body. This is why silver has shown effect with cancerous cells inside the body, because cancerous cells are compromised. They don't play by the same rules. Silver will get into cancerous cells and cause problems. So if it kills a cancerous cell, that's a good thing. As far as all these cellular toxicity studies, you have to continue reading into the study. The most common way to even be able to get the silver into the cell in order to make a study is by coating the silver particle in something that the cell will uptake. That's the whole caveat. There's a caveat to all these toxicity studies. But they're assuming that you don't read it, or you're not a scientist, or you're just going to take the headline at face value. Cellular toxicity to silver. And that's it. Nothing else to read, right? It was written by a college. Has to be true. You move on to the next page. But you have to read these studies and find out that they are agenda-driven studies from folks that are manufacturing toxicities. In other words, these are scary things that could happen if the impossible happened. That's what they all are. So as far as silver getting into cells, it doesn't happen. There's not silver channels. That's why you have specific things like ion channels that deal with certain metals and other constituents. There's not silver channels. There's not gold channels. There's not palladium channels. The only way that silver nanoparticles can get into a cell are by coating the particle with something that a cell will metabolize, like starch. And if you look up on the internet right now in Google and you type starch-coated nanoparticles, there's your study. That's the only way that the silver could even get into the cell in order to make a toxicity for it, was to create the impossible. There's no such thing as starch-coated nanoparticles in your body or what you buy in the store. So it's irrelevant. Doesn't matter. Next, the only even it's an unconventional way for a pure nanoparticle to get into a cell is through a process called endocytosis. And endocytosis is a very unlikely conditional process in which silver might get into a cell. So even if we do humor the point that silver gets into a cell, you have to be aware of what they don't mention as well. The reciprocal process of endocytosis is called exocytosis. Just like air would get into the intake of your engine to make combustion, it comes right back out the other side as exhaust. So they don't bother to tell you that the silver can possibly get in there, but there's a mechanism to remove unwanted, unwelcomed, irrelevant materials from a cell. That's why cells are intelligent. That's why they're healthy. That's why they reproduce. So you can spin the words any way that you want, but at the end of the day, you can make the scariest headlines you want against silver. But there are no deaths. There are no neurotoxic, no cytotoxic, no cytokine storms, as it was quoted in one place. There are none of these in real life. So if you have hundreds of millions of colloidal and ionic silver users, and even people that do use semi-toxic forms of silver, like silver nitrate. There are no deaths from this. At the end of the day, how can you leave out common sense and logic and let a headline of something scare you when you have to realize that silver has been used for thousands of years and no one's dead from it? No one. Zero. If there was 100 dead in 3,000 years, that's the same number as zero still. It's their isolated cases that's like death from chocolate. Have you ever met someone?
Right, and let me just mention, of course, you always have to figure out who's promoting
radiation fallout forecast for the weekend of May 4th, 2012.
Okay, folks, that was unusual. I didn't hear any music to come on to let me know that we're back on the air, but I hear nothing, so I'm going to assume we are on the air. It's just amazing all the problems that come up, but we continue on regardless. And so let me say again, our answer to what's ailing America today is disinfo regarding colloidal silver by FDA and minions aiding and abetting them. Mario, if you could please, explain to people, there's all this information out there. There's this mezzo-silver article that was published a long, long time ago talking about ionic and particulate silver. Maybe it would be helpful if you could enlighten the listeners as to, you know, what that is all about.
Yeah, very simple. First of all, folks need to get their terminology straight. If you're a chemist and this is the area that you work in, you don't use terminology loosely, and that's what's happened with the term and the word colloidal silver. Folks don't realize that if you're using your terminology correctly, colloidal means a majority of or entirely comprised of silver particles, and a particle has a specific meaning. It doesn't mean silver oxide. It doesn't mean silver chloride. It doesn't mean silver nitrate. It means a piece of pure silver metal. Like if you took a silver dollar, a pure silver dollar, which was 100% pure, and you broke off a piece that was 5 nanometers, very, very small, that's a particle of silver, but it's a nanoparticle because it's in the nanosize range. Now, that's colloidal silver by proper definition. And colloidal silver solutions, when they are properly created, are without question yellow. You can't avoid that because it's a physics phenomenon called plasma absorption resonance, where the particles vibrate, resonate from white light when it bounces off the particle, and that resonates the particle until it resonates at the same frequency as blue, violet, indigo, purple light, and by doing that it absorbs the blue light and bounces back yellow. So it's an optical illusion. So that's your evidence that you have colloidal silver by definition. The silver's not yellow. It's an optical illusion. Now, what most people are buying and using that is labeled and think is colloidal silver is absolutely not. It's ionic silver. And that's fine for specific ways to use silver, whereas colloidal is better for other ways. So there is no better version. It's entirely conditional. Simple example, if you swallow silver, it really should be colloidal because these are particles that do not form compounds. It doesn't matter about the stomach acid. It doesn't matter about the chloride in the blood or anything else in the body. Those particles stay as nanoparticles while they're resident, their transient existence in the body. So they are more for the in vivo usage of silver in the body, systemic. If you're going to use silver topically, eyes, ears, nose, which I still consider topically the nose and lungs because you have instant access to those and they're not blood environments, to keep it simple, I found that the most efficacious form for myself and my customers has been ionic. So there is no better form. So don't be misled when you go to the store and you see solutions that are labeled as colloidal, but they're clear. And their concentration can be measured with a water meter. That means that they're ionic. Particles don't measure in water. So if you get a true colloidal silver, like what we offer on our website, that's, 90% colloidal, and it's 20 parts per million, your water meter will say 2. That's because the particles can't be measured. That proves the particles are in there. So it would help folks to get their terminology right, because if you're trying to use silver to target a specific problem inside or outside of the body, you should know the differences in how best to use those. So what our generator makes is ionic, and that's what all silver generators make that you would buy are ionic silver or silver oxide. There's always oxygen present in the water to some degree or another, and silver oxide will always form. It's not a harmful form of silver. It's just a byproduct. Now, if you're going to use it internally, you need to convert that into a yellow colloidal. And our kit comes with a secondary process that allows you to take your brand new created ionic solution and convert it within about a 1 hour period, converts it into a 90% true colloidal solution. True doesn't mean better. It just means by proper definition to call it colloidal. It's true colloidal silver. And it turns yellow, and the measurement goes away. More evidence that you've converted it from ions to particles. So every company selling a silver solution has their specific way of making it. It's funny because no one makes a blend. No one really makes a 50-50 version to settle the debate. So while Meso Silver pushes particles, another company like Sovereign Silver would push ionic. And they're not both right and they're not both wrong. And it's confusing because none of them give you suggested usage for how to treat sickness. So they leave you to try to figure it out. So silver is a very potentially confusing market for some folks. That's why our generator is indispensable, because if they ever do ban ionic or colloidal silver, you have the way to make your own forever. The kit is a one-time purchase. There are no replaceable parts. Nothing wears and tears. The electrodes last for tens of thousands of batches. You don't have that much time to make that much silver. So we give you the ability to create your own. You can pick colloidal, you can pick ionic, or you can make a blend if you're confused about which one to best use. So that best summarizes our product. Now, as well, colloidal silver is only as efficacious as your logic in applying it. If you have an eye infection, why would you drink silver? If you cut your knee, why would you put a Band-Aid on your forehead? So people need to remember how to use silver. If you have a lung infection, you breathe it. An eye infection, it goes in the eye. Ear infection, goes in the ear. A cut, scrape, burn, you apply it to the target. So our kit gives you an eyedropper, an eardropper, a nasal irrigator, a lung nebulizer, a topical sprayer, an oral bottle, of course, if you're drinking it. Gives you the water meter that you can prove the concentration of the silver you've produced, so you don't just have to hope that there's silver in there. So this is not only a generating device, it's also a device that allows you to create and produce both forms of silver forever.
And if you could go into more detail about how, what the process is that you use to make it turn yellow and become truly colloidal.
Very simple. When you dissolve silver into water, this is one of the most misleading things. If you're a consumer looking to buy a silver generator and you're doing the best you can, reading information on the net, and it seems like everybody tells you something a little bit different, one of the first things you'll be surprised to hear that there is no such thing as a generator that puts two silver electrodes in water and dissolves silver and makes particles. You don't make particles with electrolysis. Pieces of silver as particles don't fall off the electrodes. This right off the bat is false. The only thing that you do when you dissolve silver into water is the definition of dissolve. You release an ion of silver. That's why we call it ionic silver, and that's all that it is. The only way that particles come into solution is if too much voltage and current is used, and you actually break pieces of silver off at their cleavage points, which is called undercutting. But that's not even worth mentioning because it's such a rarity. But if you really had to try to figure out a way to make a case for making particles, that's the only way it would happen. So if all you're making is ionic silver, don't be fooled when you see companies selling you colloidal silver generators. If what is produced is clear, it's ionic. And that's it, period. If it comes out yellow, then there's something in their process that takes a very small part of the solution and allows particles to form. And the only way that they would form is a process where silver oxide, which is always forming, breaks down back into oxygen and pure silver. And then you get about 1% colloidal silver, just enough to tint the water slightly yellow. So you still shouldn't call that a colloidal silver generator. That's still an ionic silver generator. It's like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich where there's one drop of peanut butter and 4 tablespoons of jelly. You don't call it a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It's a jelly sandwich. So our generator allows you at the end of your process to take your 100% clear ionic solution, if you wish to convert it, and you add what's called a reducing agent. It's a 100% natural, organic carbohydrate powder. It's a sugar. It's a non-sweet sugar, specially formulated to break down in the water. It releases trillions of free electrons. The ions gobble up the electrons, convert to particles, and now you've converted your ionic solution into colloidal, and it's a brainless process. So that's the way that you would convert ionic into colloidal, and that way you have the option for both. No other generator on the market gives you this ability. They only dissolve ions in the water and call it the word that you know how to identify with, which is colloidal.
Okay, and you also provide those packets when you sell the generator packets, correct?
Absolutely. Everything is all in one. The reducing agent itself has a multi-year expiration, and that's only a safe expiration. It's just a non-sweet sugar. That's all that it is. Nothing toxic, nothing incompatible with the biology. It's a carbohydrate by definition. Carbon, hydrogen, oxygen. Carbohydrate. That's all a carbohydrate is. Carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. So there's nothing toxic there. And you don't have to use that agent. If you're using silver externally, cuts, burns, scrapes, eyes, ears, nose, lungs, you don't have to make the colloidal. But if you want to swallow silver, it's most optimized not to allow the ions to convert into a very inferior form of silver called silver chloride. You're better to swallow particles.
Okay, and I just want to mention that if you go to the Silver Lungs site and click on the testimonials tab, I provided Mario with a series of photographic documentation of one of my clients that I still have for. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where today we're talking about disinfo regarding colloidal silver with my special guest Mario Cifaldi of Silver Lungs. And before the break, I was talking about that if you go to the testimonial section of his website, I had a client when I was in Long Island, a little boy about 2 years old, that dropped scalding coffee on himself and developed deep second-degree burns of his chin, his shoulder, and most of his chest. One of his nipples actually melted off. And by ingesting and spraying colloidal silver constantly on the burns, you can actually see the progression. Within 1 week, the burn was completely colonized by fibroblasts. These are the cells that make up the skin. And you can see that the burn is entirely covered by new skin cells. And then I have a follow-up photograph of him sometime later where he has absolutely no scars. You can't even tell he was burned. The nipple grew back. And this was very traumatic for me to realize at the time, because when I was a trauma surgeon, of course, we had a huge pediatric burn ward. And when the children were burned, what they told us to do was take silvadine cream, which also has silver in it, but it's got a toxic petroleum residue base. And we would apply it like frosting on these children's burns and wrap them up with bandages. And then the next day we would have to put them in huge baths and scrub the petroleum off. And they would scream, and I will never forget the sounds of those screams. And when I realized that all that had to be done was use the actual silver itself to heal the burns, you know, that was a very big realization to me of how big pharma has corrupted everything, of course. This kept the children in the hospital for much longer. And, of course, they developed major scars from having all of this procedure done to them. But it's just another example of what's actually going on. Like Mario was saying, silver nitrate. I mean, this is what they put in every baby that's born if you have the baby in the hospital, which is totally insane. But this is what's going on. So I encourage you to go to that testimonial section and check out the documentation of what silver does for burns. And like I said, I've been using it for 15 years. I have had so many amazing results myself with my pets and also with all my clients. Never, as Mario said, never one ever complication, complaint, nothing. So this is what people have to realize. Go ahead, Mario.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not just us. We're a very isolated couple of folks that have been working with this. But just myself, with thousands of people that we've sold to who even super ingest, even more than we would suggest as a daily regimen, there are no complications. They're not out there. So, you know, it's almost like, you know, you can make a toxicity for anything that you want. If you can spin the words correctly and word it correctly, you can mislead the undiscerning consumer in any direction that you want. So be prepared for that. You know, that silver toxicity report, again, let me give that link. This is a very powerful example of the attempts that people make to scare you from silver. And my annotations that are highlighted in yellow that you just put your mouse over. So when you see a scary claim made, you put your mouse over that claim and it explains to you the red herring, the catch-22, what they didn't mention. or what's mentioned later. They're hoping that you didn't read it. That's the caveat. But the link again is silverlungs.com/silver_toxicity.pdf, like Paul David Frank, PDF. And then that's probably the most concise attempt, the largest compilation of toxicity reports put together in one document. That's so funny because, like, again, they open it, open the summary up to say unacceptable toxic effects on human health. And at the end, they say the absolute, absolute opposite of that. No human health danger whatsoever in small, reasonable concentrations. And guess what? Small, reasonable concentrations is very minimizing. There are folks that drink, I'll give you an example. There are folks, take the poor guy that turned blue, Paul Karrison, who you'd almost have to be a chemist to know the formula for how to turn blue. This guy was drinking gallons a week of 300 or more part per million a week. That's a discipline. That's like boot camp discipline to be able to even do that, to drink that much so consistently. And it took this guy 5 years to turn blue. Now think about the amount of silver that he took in. They put him on the Oprah Winfrey Show. Merck sponsored it, from what I remember. And they made a big media circus, scaring the daylights out of people. And then at the end of the show, they really tried to act like they were concerned about his health and said, Paul, well, we definitely need to get that liver checked out. There are surely problems there. And he never heard anything else about that. So with this example of the most extreme intake of silver you could have ever manufactured, this guy is as healthy as can be and has absolutely no health complications at all. So you can't forget your common sense. You can't stop and say, wait a minute, this article, it's done by a college, and they use big words, and they used a Petri dish. Yeah, but is there any real-world accounts of this happening? So a Petri dish in a manufactured case is just somebody forcing a toxicity. Again, like I said before, it's what could happen if the impossible happened. Well, the caveat is it's impossible, so it doesn't happen. So you have to, you can't lose your common sense when you're looking at silver. But absolutely, there are no complications at all. I don't have people calling me saying, hey, this thing made me sick. Hey, my child is acting funny or hyper. Or there's none of that. I have 4,000 of these in circulation, and they're all over the world, and I don't even know how extreme some people get with this. Only in some cases I do. And there are no calls of problems. There's nothing but testimonials of glee. My daughter hasn't been sick for a year now. She had chronic bronchitis. I had a stubborn toenail fungus that's finally gone. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Now, we don't pitch it to be a cure-all. We're not doctors. We don't practice medicine. And sadly, I can't give you the medical testimonials that I have because the FDA could construe that I'm implying that I'm treating you. That's the game right. I have to play. And keep in mind as well that silver was one of the only antibiotics that we had in the 1920s. And as scary as the FDA and the environmentalists make you about silver, it was FDA approved in the 20s. This is just common fact. I mean, you can obviously verify this. So the pharmaceuticals found a case of some isolated cases of people experimenting with silver nitrate. And they found a couple of might as well be chemists. Because silver nitrate is made in a laboratory. You don't make it in your body on accident. It's a laboratory-manufactured compound of silver. So they found some cases of argyria where people had slight cases of bluing under the fingernails or things like that. So the pharmaceuticals ran to the FDA and said, hey, you can't let silver be approved. By the way, we're not mentioning it's silver nitrate, which is apples and oranges. And the FDA said, oh, well, basically, good job, guys. Yeah, we'll disallow silver now, even though it's extremely efficacious against all kinds of diseases back in the 20s. So people need to know their history, that silver was FDA approved and that it was hijacked by the pharmaceuticals, period. That's simple history.
Right. As a matter of fact, I've researched this greatly, and I did find that in the 1980s, it was actually in the physician's desk reference. And then they took it out because, you know, Big Pharma would not be selling all these antibiotics, antifungals, etc., if people knew that there was something as simple as colloidal silver that they could make in their own homes instead. So
absolutely. That's
very
I just want to also say
because go ahead.
Look at the motive before we get off that topic. Look at the motive for the pharmaceuticals to be concerned about silver. Number one, silver cannot be patented. They can't control it. You can't ban the metal. So if you can't control it, can't patent it, and it has more efficacy than any of their concoctions that they have patented or have cornered the market with, and you can make it yourself at home, could you think of a bigger threat? Sickness is the largest business on the planet. It has to be. There is no point in a cure. There's only money in the treatment. And that's common sense. That's not paranoid thinking. That's not delusional thinking. That's not pessimism. Sickness is a mega, mega business. That's why you have to be, we can go on and on about the ingredients in our food and that there has to be mercury involved in processing corn syrup. Why does that have to be? You know, I mean, we can go on and on. So we understand the agenda. But as far as silver is concerned, look at the basics, the silver. It's a non-toxic metal of the earth in its pure form. The only form of it that's toxic are laboratory manufactured compounds. Again, like arsenic-coated vitamin C. And trying to say that vitamin C is toxic. Don't forget the arsenic coating that was added to it. So, you know, folks are just intentionally misled. Most of us are not scientists. We don't want to read big fancy words. We just want to read the headline. It was done by a college, so it has to be true. I'm never taking silver again. That's where they're getting you. That's the scare. That's what should irritate you and show you the agenda behind why silver is not approved.
Well, it should more than irritate people, Mario. It should outrage them. And I talk about all the time because I am a medical doctor and I went through the propaganda process of medical school. And they are actually creating diseases. And then once they create the diseases, be they chronic diseases caused by vaccination or be they their bioweapons that they're releasing from their laboratories, they're making billions of dollars off then suggesting more toxins. All you have to do is watch the commercials. If you have any questions for Mario, please call in. The number is 888-320-6151. But we still have
more. At OrionTalkRadio.com, you could say that we're all talk. I'm your host, Jimmy X, talking about industrial hemp production and that it would be the revolution America needs to prosper. Some of the original Ford automobiles back 100 years ago were made with hemp parts. And did you know that all school books were made from hemp or flax paper?